A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you as always. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the Marlins concluded their three-game tilt against the National League Central St. Louis Cardinals. It was a battle between Tom Kohler and Lance Lynn. The Marlins jumped out to an early lead, but the Cardinals would battle back. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, when this series began, when the Cardinals came in for the first of three Monday night, we talked about two teams streaking in opposite directions. And as the Cardinals now head home, both teams still streaking in those opposite directions. The Cardinals with a 7-5 victory here at Marlins Park tonight. They've swept this three-game series. So for St. Louis, six wins in a row. They've won 16 of 21. They've won their last nine in a row on the road. Meanwhile, for Miami, losses in 12 of 15 and 15 out of 21. Marlins have dropped six of the last seven at Marlins Park. Things started well for the Marlins tonight. After Tom Kohler struck out the side in the top of the first, the Marlins exploded against a red-hot Lance Lynn in the bottom of the first. The Cardinals starter came in 4-1 with a 2.04 ERA. He had allowed two runs in 25 innings in his last four starts combined, winning each of those four games. But with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the first, Christian Yelich got the scoring started for Miami.
Here's the 3-1 pitch and a high drive. Deep right center. Going back, Sierra looking up. That one is up, up and away, and long gone. Welcome back to the number three spot, Christian. Home run number five, 1-0 Marlins.
According to StatCast, 442 feet, Yelich's longest long ball of the season. So the Marlins had a 1-0 lead, but they weren't done with Lynn in that first inning. Marcelo Ozuna drew a walk. Giancarlo Stanton singled. Two on, two outs for the first baseman, Justin Bour.
He holds right above the belt buckle, delivers the pitch, and Bour crushes a ball high and deep to right. Another no-doubter, this one to the upper tank. Justin Bour with a three-run home run and a 4-0 first-inning lead for the Marlins.
We like four-run first innings. That's our move of the game tonight, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Well, Kohler pitched a scoreless second, but in the third, he became his own worst enemy, pitching with that 4-0 lead. He walked the leadoff man, the rookie Magnus Sierra, the number eight hitter, after the pitcher Lance Lynn struck out. Kohler then hit Colton Wong with a pitch, two on for the Cardinals with one out. Randall Grichuk, a fly ball to center for the second out. Sierra moving up to third base. So with men at the corners and two outs, up stepped Matt Carpenter. Carpenter drew a walk. That loaded the bases for Jed Jerko. The 2-0, and Jerko lines one right, going to get down for a base hit. Sierra scores, Wong is waved, Stanton's throw toward the plate, cut off by Bour, who fires to third base, and Carpenter slides in safely there. It's a two-run single for Jed Jerko. The Cardinals right back in this game at 4-2. They would pull closer with Carpenter at third, Jerko at first. Time for Yadier Molina to deliver. They were down 4-0 in the first tonight. Molina shoots one up the middle, base hit center field. Carpenter scores. Jerko to second, and it's a 4-3 game. Back come the Cardinals again. Well, St. Louis overcame a 5-1 deficit late last night. Cardinals were down 4-0 in the first tonight. A 4-3 game at that point in inning number three. It stayed 4-3 until the sixth inning. Lance Lynn done after four tonight. Five hits, four runs, four walks, five strikeouts. Allowed the two first inning home runs in his four innings. He threw 104 pitches. That's an average of 26 per inning, 61 strikes, and 43 balls. Sam Tuivailala came on to pitch. He shut the Marlins down in the fifth, then in the top of the sixth, trailing by one run. Cardinals got a one-out single from Tommy Pham. That ended Tom Kohler's ball game. That brought Harlan Garcia out of the bullpen. Garcia served up a single to Magnus Sierra, putting runners to the corners for St. Louis and getting pinch hitter Dexter Fowler up in the sixth.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, and a ball drilled out toward the gap in left center. That is going to get down, and one hop off the wall. Home is the tying run with Pham. Sierra follows and scores the go-ahead run, and pulling up at third base with a pinch-hit triple is Dexter Fowler, and the St. Louis Cardinals have taken a 5-4 lead.
One run charge to Kohler, one run charge to Garcia. At that point, we could close the book on Tom Kohler. TK, a no decision tonight. 5 1/3 innings, five hits, four runs, walked two, struck out five. He hit a couple, threw 99 pitches, a season high, 58 strikes. So Cardinals had the lead, and they had Fowler at third for Colton Wong.
The ball is lined out toward right center. Yelich comes up with it quickly. He has it, and tagging is Fowler. Here's the throw all the way through to the plate, offline, and not in time anyway. It doesn't matter. Fowler scores, and that's a third run of the inning. It comes on a sack fly by Colton Wong and a 6-4 Cardinal lead.
So three in the third and three in the sixth. The Cardinals had overcome that early 4-0 deficit to take a 6-4 advantage. In the bottom of sixth against Brett Cecil, the Marlins got a one-out double from D. Gordon. D. stole third, and Derek Dietrich knocked him in.
Ready to resume, and here's a 3-2, and Dietrich pulls a single to right. That'll get D. Gordon home. The Marlins pull to within one of the Cardinals at 6-5 here in the bottom of the sixth.
And they had a chance for more. J.T. Realmuto followed with a single after Christian Yelich struck out for the second out of the inning. The Cardinals made a pitching change. Brett Cecil exited. Jonathan Broxton came on. He walked the first man, Marcell Ozuna, so the Marlins had the bases loaded for Giancarlo Stanton. Down a run in the sixth inning, but Stanton bounced back to the pitcher, and the Cardinals were out of that inning with a one-run lead, 6-5. They'd get that run right back, though, in the seventh against Junichi Tozawa. A one-out walk to Jed Jerko. Jerko to second base on a single by Yadier Molina. Two on, one out for Ledmus Diaz. Here it comes, and it's looped out towards center. Yelich coming on off the plate on a bounce. Jerko waved. Yelich's throw toward the plate. Not going to be in time. Ledmus Diaz with an RBI single. The Cardinals stretch their lead back to two runs, 7-5. Well, the Marlins had chances all night, but they finally went down 1-2-3 against Kevin Segrist in the seventh inning. They went down 1-2-3 against Trevor Rosenthal in the eighth. So this one went to inning number nine. Cardinals up 7-5. Sungwon Oh, the Cardinals' closer, he was able to lock down the 6-5 victory here last night. He allowed a leadoff double to Christian Yelich in the ninth tonight. Then he walked Marcell Ozuna. Ozuna was lifted for a pinch runner. JT Riddle into the ball game. You had Marlins at first and second with nobody out. Stanton coming up representing the winning run. It was Stanton who had bounced back to the pitcher with the bases loaded and two outs in the sixth inning. In the ninth inning, with the tying men on, he hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Riddle erased second base. Yelich took third. They then decided to intentionally walk Justin Bour, putting the tying man on at first. Marlins had men at the corners with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Steve Lombardozzi, in his first Marlins game, made a bid for a game-tying double down the right field line, a ball that landed just foul. Then on the very next pitch, he bounced one back to the pitcher. Oh, threw to first for the out that ends the ball game. Marlins had a lot of chances in this game. They finished 2-for-10 with men in scoring position. They left either two or three men on base in four different innings in this game, and they come up short tonight. They lose to the Cardinals 7-5 as St. Louis completes the three-game series sweep. For the Cardinals, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They strand 11 in this game. Sam Tuivailala, the winning pitcher, he's 2-0 for the Cardinals. Harlan Garcia, the loser from Miami, he's 0-1. For Sungwon Oh, his second save in as many nights, number 9 on the season. It took 3 hours, 46 minutes to play this 9-inning ballgame in front of 18,614. Cardinals sweep a series here at Marlins Park for the first time since June of 2015. They've won 9 of their last 11 here at Marlins Park. They improved to 19-14 on the year overall. They've won 6 straight, 16 of 21. They've won their last 9 on the road. As for the Marlins, they fall 7 under for the first time this year at 13-20. Now 5-9 here at Marlins Park. Miami's dropped 12 of 15 overall and 15 of the last 21. Our Aquafina stat of the game. Tonight marks the Marlins' fourth loss of the season in a game in which they led by at least 4 runs. It's their third such loss in the last 6 days. April 13th against the Mets, led 4-0 in the first, wound up losing that game 9-8 in 16 innings. Friday at Citi Field against the Mets, they led 7-1, but they wound up losing 8-7. Last night they had a 5-1 lead into the eighth against St. Louis, but they lost the game 6-5. And tonight Miami led 4-0 in the first, but the Cardinals come from behind to win it 7-5. So tonight's game, the fourth time this season, the Marlins have lost a game in which they led by at least 4 runs. 4 times in the first 33 games, 3 times in the last 6 for the Marlins. That's hard to do.
Another loss for the Marlins last night, 7-5, facing the Cardinals. And as Don Mattingly mentioned postgame, this off day could not come at a better time. The Marlins collectively are going to have to try to find a way to regroup and get back onto the winning track. Tomorrow, it's a 7-10 first pitch against the Atlanta Braves. We do expect to see Jose Ureña on the mound for the Marlins. He'll be opposed by right-hander Mike Fultonevich of the Braves. It's a 7-10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. You can always join us on the Marlins Radio Network.